Dialogue, alliances, and networks. Developing networks and alliances is very important for those communities whose territories come under threat from invasive energy projects, resource extraction, or infrastructure construction. Indigenous, Afro-descendant, and peasant women have always been active in forging alliances and creating new networks. To find allies and build mutually supportive relationships, spaces of encounter and conversation with others are crucial. That can be among those from different threatened communities or with outsiders. Many communities involved in land defense have reached out and established supportive relationships with researchers, citizen associations, journalists, and others who came to identify with their movements and support their struggle in a multitude of ways. Conversations enable us to learn about other experiences, as well as assess our own situation, to exchange reflections and find possible ways forward. It is important to create safe spaces, where land defenders can learn from each other about the strengths and failures of collective struggles and share resources. Unity and strength can emerge from such spaces. Conversation spaces also promote self-care for activists and land defenders, as well as help rediscover collectively the ancestral knowledges of caring for the land and water, which is the basis for building the defense for life. In times of rapid destruction of forests, contamination of waters, and abuses of people involved in processes of territorial defense all over the world, it is important to be and speak out as witnesses. It is important that we know and document the truth. Allies can serve to amplify the messages and demands that land defense movements put forward, and thereby strengthen those communities and their struggle.